This is the astrology forecast for the 2016 Libra New Moon by Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. The Libra New Moon takes place at 5:11 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time and 8:11 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on September 30th, 2016, and October 1st, 2016 at 12:11 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. At 8 degrees Libra, 15 minutes. This year's Libra New Moon launches a phase of new and improved relating. It's the first Libra New Moon in 12 years with the optimism and expansiveness of Jupiter in the sign. The beneficent god made his entrance on the 9th, and he's closing in on the sun and the moon as they fuse their lights. He's sending them subtle but unrelenting suggestions that will color not just this moon phase, but also the next 12 months, genially advocating for more pleasing, harmonious, and polite relationships that take both sides of the equation into account. His cleanup campaign of the last year is over, and now we're reaping rewards and sharing them. We're in for an epidemic of social niceties and expansion, improvement and wild optimism in relationships, agreements, and artistic creativity. Jupiter's encouraging going after what you want, and then some. Bigger is better is his message, impact, and goal. If you can have X, he whispers, why not X to the 10th power? Or 100th? Who can resist urgings like that? Not Venus, Libra's ruler, possessor of the cosmic sweet tooth and ruler of all we hold dear, love, money, art, precious baubles, systems of values. Desire is her raison d'être. Suggest indulging to her, and she's on it before the sentence is finished. Nor can Neptune, Venus's spiritually evolved counterpart, a.k.a. higher octave. He's a master of transcending, and, let's be honest, unhinging from the dreary confines of worldly experience, fantasizing, romance, chick flick style, elevating a mere mortal to muse, to inspiration, to fast track to the divine, or to the divine itself. Neptune's gauzy gifts have powers of seduction that invite hanging out with them as long as possible, and then some. More of that? You bet. Yet, neither is suggesting or allowing sliding back into, much less going overboard in, old ways. Both rulers of love play a gear shift mode in this new moon. It's time to not only ask for more in what we can do together, but also to move relationships on a more beneficial track. This new moon is a gateway for consciously embracing and implementing dynamics that are appropriate for who we are now. There's not much choice, really. Venus's semi-sextile is driving home how drastically and permanently our concepts of relating have evolved. Neptune's adjustment aspect, an inconjunct, indicates that there's still tweaking to be done in how we deal with each other. More compassion is likely needed. So, too, is unhooking from fantasy and bringing Neptune's sweet potential down through the clouds and into something that can exist in Earth's atmosphere. Besides, sea changes in relating have been coming more and more to the fore as our foundations have grown, cracked, and restructured over the past few years. Relationship rule books have been undergoing radical revising since the end of 2013, when Venus's paramour, Mars, got into the ring with cosmic change agents Uranus and Pluto. Though experiences have varied from person to person, the changes have had some common themes: greater self-awareness, greater willingness to put cards on the table, and near zero tolerance for settling and, well, tolerating. Thank you, Aries Libra eclipses. We're less inclined to remake or posture ourselves based on what we think or imagine or project the other person wants or needs. No more living out Bend Me, Shape Me, the American Breed song that was a hit in the 1960s and a Piscean Age anthem if ever there was one. The updated paradigm is of self-possessed, self-aware individuals choosing to stand side by side rather than enmeshing in and drowning in each other. Gone is the model of one person bearing the bulk of the responsibility for the relationship. Give and take is much more part of the picture, too. More refining is to come in the next few months. In October, Mars is heading back into the fray with the cosmic change agents, this time to meet directly with Pluto in Capricorn and have a showdown with Uranus in Aries. By the end of the year, Jupiter will be in the ring himself and egging on both sides of the change imperative. Don't fool yourself, though. This new moon and the phase it ushers in are not all hearts and flowers. Libra energy is more about seeking balance than having it. With Jupiter in the mix, watch for scales to go wildly out of balance and polarizing to grow even more extreme. It's daunting to think that could get worse given the us against them vibe that has politics in a stranglehold. Yet, it will. More fierceness, more outlandishness, and more entrenchment are all in store as the sides of each equation rock and try to commandeer the seesaw. The dynamic will show up in individual relationships and public social conflicts. It will also pit archetypal poles against each other, such as love against fear, masculine against feminine, new horizons in misogyny, oh goody, art against greed. Knowing that, and knowing that fine-tuning is coming later this year, welcome and work with the auspicious potential of this new moon. Consciously embrace it as a fresh start. Consciously embrace a new model for your relationships and your approach to them. Libra loves vows. Honor this new moon by making vows to yourself. Here are a few that will stand you well. Be honest with yourself about what you need, what you are and are not willing to do, and what you are and are not willing to receive or expect. Ask for what you want. Adopt the golden rule as daily life mantra. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Be kind. Treat others with respect. Be mindful of the power of words. Endeavor to speak gently. Episodes of the Andy Griffith Show are a masterclass in manipulating an awkward situation to everyone's benefit without humiliating anyone or hurting feelings, usually Barney's or Aunt B's. On the other hand, don't go overboard with soft sell or backhandedness. Libra's flair with words and non-confrontational streak can wander into passive aggression and outright deceit. You're more honest with yourself now. Accord others that courtesy. Treat your relationships as a gift. Tell special people how you feel. Graceful, heartfelt sentiments have magical powers. Dream big together and see how much grace and beauty, joy and magic you can summon into this worldly existence. Then tell the rest of us about it, okay? You can learn more about what's coming this fall in my Astro Overview for Fall 2016, Welcome to the New Normal, which is available at experts.omtimes.com/Kathy Beal. I'm a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. If you visit my website, empowermentunlimited.net, you can sign up for my newsletter, listen to my weekly podcasts, and book a session with me. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.